members of CUPE Local 2073 that provide support services to deaf and deafblind people in Ontario are expected to be back on the job this coming Monday in 18 communities across Ontario, including Sudbury. The unionized workers have ratified a new collective agreement with the employer, Canadian Hearing Services, a not-for-profit organization that provides programs, services, education, and products that enable the deaf and hard of hearing community to overcome barriers to participation. This follows a labor strike that began on April 28 and officially ended July 9, said a news release from the union. The CUPE release said the union was pleased with the new deal. Workers were buoyed by support from leading deaf organizations and individuals throughout the strike. A testament to the strength of the local, 97% of members cast ballots with 172 voting to accept the new contract, said the CUPE release. Canadian Hearing Services responded that it too was glad to see the strike settled. Canadian Hearing Services is pleased to have reached an agreement with our unionized employees, said a press release. Our audiology clinics will reopen on Monday, July 14, 2025, and all other programs and services continue to be available. As always, our client-centered care team will continue to provide the highest quality services to deaf and hard of hearing Canadians, said the CHS statement. There are roughly 205 members of the CUPE Local 2073 across Ontario, including 12 workers in Sudbury. One of those is Mara Warren, CUPE 2073 president and an employment consultant with 35 years' experience at CHS. She said the Sudbury office provides service to clients in a large portion of northeastern Ontario and she is pleased with the new contract. "From the beginning, we wanted a contract that gave us and our clients stability," said Warren, in a press release. The initial offer was for a one-year deal. "I'm proud we have a new three-year contract that provides increases to our pension and benefits, better wages, mileage rates and a meal allowance." She added that the settlement provides peace of mind for the union members. Warren said she was also grateful for the support the union received from the labor community in general and from the client community that the workers serve on a day-to-day basis. "The deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing communities all supported us throughout this strike, walking our lines, sharing their stories, and now it's our turn to support them by providing the kind of services they deserve. To the people and organizations that showed solidarity and fought alongside us, every one of our members thanks you," Warren said. The new collective agreement is in place until March 31, 2028, said the release. Len Gillis is a reporter with Sudbury.com.